So, Masechta Sota, Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph. Last time we did Lamed Chet, Amud Aleph and Bet. We're actually going to do Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, Bet, and if you turn over the sheets, the source sheets that you have, you'll see that there's another Keta over there that'll finish up. But we'll start with the Gemara. So we skipped the first few lines because it actually talks about what we were talking about a few seconds ago in terms of how you're supposed to behave as non-Kohanim. And the Gemara has just finished saying that you have to make sure to not be behind the Kohanim, and really better not to be on their sides either. You should be kind of in front of them. But some dispute about what happens when you're on the side. So we're actually going to pick up from a non-Birchas Kohanim halacha, and then jump back in. So in the third line, Amar Rava. Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, Kevan shenifetach Sefer Torah, Asur lesaper afilu bedvar halacha. Once the Sefer Torah is open, he's talking about during Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to talk even in a dvar halacha. You can't have a conversation with somebody even about a dvar halacha. What's the source? Shenanar ubepitcho amdu kol ha'am vein amida el shtika. Pasuk in Ezra says that when they opened up the Nehemiah, actually, when Ezra opened up the Sefer Torah, they stood. That's all it says. It says they stood. And the Gemara makes the drasha, ein amida el shtika. Standing means being quiet. A few weeks ago, we did Nazir. We talked about standing, meaning.
Wasn't it standing?
It was when he was standing. No, he was standing in the cemetery, right, and he didn't leave. That's what it was. So here, Ein Amida L'Shtika. Shneamar V'Hochalti Ki Lo Yidabru Ki Amdu Lo Anu Od. It says Amdu, and it says Lo Anu. So it means that standing is the same thing as staying quiet. Let's just pause for a second. L'halacha, what does this mean? So, if I were to just say that it means you're not allowed to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, so okay, fine. Shkayach, that's not such a chiddush. But there, if you read it a different way, Kevan Shenifetach Sefer Torah, some of the Acharonim say it means from the time that the Sefer Torah is opened for Rishon until it's closed for Maftir, after Maftir, you can't talk at all. Even the whole time.
Even Ben Gavra LaGavra.
Right. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that position, but then the Ramah mitigates it a little bit, and also the Shulchan Aruch also mentions that there are other opinions that say Ben Gavra LaGavra, you can learn quietly, you shouldn't learn out loud. The reason given over there in the Mishnah Berurah says that according to those shitot that say that you can't even learn in between the aliyot, it's simply because there's a concern that if you continue to learn between the aliyot, you'll nimshach, you'll imashach, right. You'll keep learning even once the Sefer Torah is opened and read
from. Because you'll have cycle, because the Covenant Torah.
Covenant Torah.
So we shouldn't even make much payoff according to that opinion.
No, because you can't be Mashaykh with a Mishaberach. You can't be, I mean, as long as you're doing a Mishaberach, you can't read the next Aliyah. The point over here is that somebody sitting in his own seat, if he starts learning and even conversing with his friend, they start going over a Rashi together. So then when the next Aliyah gets up there, they want to finish their point before they start the next Aliyah.
Sure, sure. That's the time to read all those papers that you're giving them.
Right. So,
run over them.
So the halacha.
And then you missed it.
So the halacha and the achronim, it says if you're reading it silently to yourself, right, you're pretty much okay. But you should make sure to put it away as soon as the Kriyas HaTorah starts. And it emphasizes the point that people should really be paying attention during Kriyas HaTorah to the reading. Kiyam dulo anuad. Rabbi Zera Amar Rav Chista Mehacha. They have a different source. Vazne kol ha'am el sefer Torah. Meaning your ears should be listening to the Sefer Torah, not doing anything else. Rabbi Yishua ben Levi called Kohen Shel. Okay, so this is new halacha. Now we're getting back to Kohanim. Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, if you weren't here, then you won't know that on Lamed Chet he gives a bunch of statements. We were in a little bit of a stream of consciousness with Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. Now we get back to him. Kol Kohen Shel Natal Yadav Lo Yisa Et Kapav. If a Kohen has not washed his hands, he cannot do Birchas Kohanim. Shneimar Su Yidechem Kodesh Uvarchu Etz Hashem. They have to be Kodesh. Now, what does this mean exactly? Simple pshat meaning is they have to go wash their hands before they, right? So what happens if, I don't know, for example, a person, Kohen finished Shmoneh Esrei, you know, about 10 seconds before the Shlich Tzibur says, would say.
So he washed his hands in the morning?
Oh. So that's the big question. Does the washing hands in the morning count for Birchas Kohanim? Can you potentially count that? If you look at Tosas over here, I'm not going to get too deep into it, so I'll just show it to you. Kol Kohen Shnalo Natal Yadav, Pirish Rashi, Amar Li Rebbe Im Natal Yadav Shachris, V'nitar Kohen, Einu Tzarech Litol Yadav, Kishaola Laduchan. He says, he quotes Rashi, saying that he heard that if the Kohen washed his hands in the morning, so he doesn't have to wash his hands again necessarily when he goes up to Duchan.
Ukumaduma, not enough time after, I mean, if it's Shachris, let's say.
Well, as long as his hands are still clean, right. Which presumably, you know, he put on his tefillin.
Before Shachris, exactly.
Right, you wash his hands before Shachris, put on his tefillin. They should be clean. They should be clean.
20
minutes ago. He says, but the thing is, it's not mashma that way from Rashi. Because Rashi sounds like he says that it has to be right before. Rashi says, Shalona tal yadav lifnei alot al duchan. That's what Rashi says. It says right before you go up to the duchan. So actually the Rambam explicitly says it's okay if he washed his hands beforehand. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says you have to have washed your hands right before we go up to the duchan. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins though that Mishas HaTchak can rely on the Rambam and not worry about it.
So Sfadim do that?
I don't know whether they... Well, I mean, they probably also could rely on the Rambam if they really needed to. Makes sense that they could. But the Shulchan Aruch does say that you have to wash your hands right before. Where does this come up? Well, for instance, if you have a chazan, who's a kohen, right? So you have a few options there.
They normally go out in our shul, they go out quickly after.
So, in our shul, most of the time, if the chazan is a kohen, right, so usually he'll what he does is he goes out before. But other people wash their hands before Musaf, let's say. For Shachar, so they do. Rabbi Soloveitchik, famously, he held that Chazaras HaShas is real tefillah b'tzibur, and you're part of it. So he would stand with his feet together the entire Chazaras HaShas. Problem is, he's a Levi. So he used to tell Kohanim, I will wash your hands before Shachar's, before davening, right? But I'm not going to go out and wash your hands in the middle. So if you want to have me wash your hands, then you come outside before Shachar's, and I'll wash your hands then. Because once we start Shemoneh Esrei, I'm not going to wash
that.
That's
pretty big effort.
Well,
washing point.
Well, you mean from the Rashi perspective?
The Kodesh, yeah.
So I guess you could say, it's
not Shemchak. That's let's start the
day. So he
disagreed. Wash all that. Let's go in.
He held like the Rambam apparently that it wasn't that the Ikar is having your hands clean and not washing them beforehand. Now, the tzad for Rashi is, why even bother saying Kol Kohen Shelo Natal Yadav? Everybody has to wash their hands before Shachris. If it was just about washing your hands and having them be clean, everybody's hands are clean before Shachris. Kohanim should never have to go out.
No, you might have got dirty during the course.
You won't get dirty. You're wearing tefillin. If your hands get dirty, you have to go outside and wash your hands anyways.
No, but don't Kohanim, when they wash, they come in and then they don't touch anything until they're going up. They don't come and shake your hand or something like that.
Right, that's true.
So it's an extra level, yeah. It's an extra thing for that period, and it's preferable. It's a way of saying it's preferable.
That's then Rav Soloveitchik, what he's doing is he's actually saying, look, let's wash hands with the right kavan, and you're going to be really careful not to touch anything.
Yes.
And
so in that case,
so it's the same as washing.
Was the only Levi there?
No, he wasn't the only Levi, but he said, look, if you want me to wash your hands, because I'm Rav Soloveitchik, you know. That's not what he said. He was the rabbi of the shul.
Or he
was
a chazan at all? I mean, he was a...
No, I don't think he was.
He was
in Boston. He was in Yom Tov. He was a rabbi.
Every day.
Yeah. It wasn't there. I mean, it was on Yom Tov.
Yeah. By the way, I don't see it in Rashi what Tosfot is quoting. Where Rashi says that?
Rashi just says Shalom Tal Yadav Lifnei Alotol LeDuchan. That's what Rashi says.
No, but we said Amar Li Revi.
He says Perish Rashi. It's not here. I don't know where
it's
it is.
It's not here.
No, it's not here.
It's not the right quote.
It's not here. I don't know where it is. No, it could be somewhere else. It could be in a different Girsah or somewhere else. We don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. So, Vayter. Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Okay? He was a Kohen. Bameheh rachta yamim. Apparently he lived a long time. They said to him, why did you merit to live a long time? There's a parallel Gemara to this in Masechet Shabbos, where they ask these kinds of questions to people who live a long time, and they give answers about their midot chasidut, right? About things that they did that were special. So he's giving these kinds of answers. Amalhen, miyame lo asisi beis haknesses kapandaria. I never made a shul into a shortcut. And if there were Talmidim sitting in the Beis Medrash, Rashi says, Shayu Yoshim HaTalmidim Beis HaMidrash, Agabi Karka, they were sitting on the floor, that's how they used to learn. They used to learn with the Talmidim sitting in front of the Rebbe, and they would be sitting on the floor. And if you wanted to get in, so you have to step over and around the Talmidim, right? So
you have yeshiva. They're not on the floor. You have to step around.
Right. So he said, but it was not. It was not sanua, I guess, to spread your legs like that and to walk like that. And also, it looks like he was stepping over them. So you should show up early or sit outside. That's what he said. So I never stepped over anybody in shir. And then finally, the third one, lo nasati kapi below bracha. And I never did the Siyas Kapayim, I never did Berachas Kohanim without making a bracha first.
Was that in Teres Adayim? Never did what?
Nisiyat Kapayim is,
yeah,
is this
yeah,
part.
No, but he never
he
did.
He says, I never did it without making a bracha.
Well,
no, not in Teres Adayim.
Everyone makes a bracha.
What do you mean?
They all make the bracha. All the
Kohanim
make the bracha.
So, what is, right? So he says he never did it without saying the bracha before.
Is he a
Kohen? Yeah.
They all do. Yeah, all, everyone does that.
What's your question?
Maybe they just sharpen it.
Say better.
Who would think?
Who wouldn't do that? Everyone.
That bracha.
Nobody wouldn't do it. Well, maybe nobody wouldn't do it, but he's saying.
No,
your question is right. Your question is that's not a midas chasidus. That's halacha.
Yeah.
That's like saying I kept Shabbos. Like, what do you mean? Bahem herachta yamav. I never. Good question. That's
with
what
the kavana with bracha with the kavana. Is that what
he doesn't say that. It just says no nasati kapi below bracha.
So there's a half a minute you can be duchen without a bracha.
Apparently. So we're going to return to that. That's going to be the first part of the shir later on. So the Gemara jumps in. This is my mavari.
Well, you couldn't make the bracha without washing your hands.
No, it's nothing to do with washing his hands. No, it's nothing to do with washing his hands. So my mevarich, what is the bracha? Amar Rabbi Zera, here you go. Amar Rav Chista, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzasav, Asher Kedishanu b'kedushaso shel Aharon, v'tzivanu l'varech asamo Yisrael be'ahava. Yeah.
Which is
a very, very interesting bracha, by the way. It's not a normal bracha. First of all, you saw I made a mistake. I wanted to say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzasav, and I didn't. That's not the bracha. And this whole be'ahava thing is very, very strange. Anyways. So... okay, so that was the bracha. Ki akar kare my amar. When they separate their feet, meaning when they start to go up, when they start to go up to the dukhan, what do they say? Yehi ratzon mufanach Hashem Elokeinu shetehe bracha zut shezivitanu levarecha samcha Yisrael lo yehe ba michshol va'avon. I assume that's what it says on those little pieces of paper that the Quran. I've never looked, but they all take that little piece of paper out of the back.
They make a mistake with the.
No.
They do.
They're saying something beforehand.
Does it hear you?
No, there's a little thing. I know, but when they go up, there's a box with the thing. On the side of the pulpit. On the side of the pulpit, there is a shelf. I don't know how you
there's
describe that.
There's a little cloth.
There'll be a little laminated piece. There's a bunch of them, and they say something, and then they put it back.
So they hold it all the.
No, they put it back.
They do that before they start.
I think so. So. So that's what they say before they even start, as they're going up. Then, when they turn around, my amar, amar adaber Rav Chista Rav Ukva. So Rav Ukva taught Rav Chista, this is what you say. Sorry, this is at the end. I apologize. This is after they finish. After they finish, when they turn back towards the Aron HaKodesh, after Shim Shalom, Asita Asino Mashe Gazarta Aleinu Asay Imanu Mashe. Right. This I hear them say sometimes, standing in front. So that's what they say when they turn back towards the Aron HaKodesh. Okay. Amar Rav Chista. Bunch of other halachos. Ein ha-kohanim rashayim lakuf kishrei etzbotein ad shiyachziru pnei min ha-tzibor. So lakuf kishrei etzbotein means to relax. To relax their fingers. Meaning, this is after they're finished. They're not allowed to relax their fingers until they turn back towards the Aron HaKodesh. After Sim Shalom. Meaning we have to wait for... They're out like this, right? Until the chazan says Sim Shalom, and then they can relax their fingers. This is why I hear from Kohanim they get annoyed when chazanim drag it out.
Say before they start saying the word Sim Shalom, before this, or the end.
But also the whole thing. Meaning, our Kohanim don't like when chazanim drag it out because it hurts. It hurts everything when they take too long. When they sit.
In Chutz La'aretz,
they always drag it out.
Drag it out.
But maybe it's okay because it's once, it's three times a year. But in Arkanim, I've heard from multiple people that they get annoyed when Chazanim drag it out because they have to stand there like this. And it hurts. And it also, it hurts to keep your arms up like that. So they don't like that. That's when they which I, as I said, is it can't, they can't do that until the chazan says Sim Shalom. Amar Rav Zeira b'Chista ina kori, okay, ina kori rashai likros kohanim an shichale amen mipi atzibor, meaning until we say amen from the techazena inenu, sorry, from Amo Yisrael Lad. Until they all finish saying Amen, you can't start the Berachas Kohanim, right? This is something that sometimes Chazanim or the Baal Kore or the Makri doesn't know. They kind of jump in. Everything has to be separated. They can't start the Bracha until the Chazan finishes saying his word. And then the Kohanim have to do it. So the Chazan should say it quickly. Chazan should say it clipped. You know, Yivarech Echa, he should also say it out loud.
Is that why all the Kohanim should say it together as well? Is that
the Kohanim should all say it together. They should try to say it together. They shouldn't have, you know, a lot of gaps in between them. Some Kohanim like to belt it out, and it's not good because then they do it separately.
Isn't there one Chazan who's like, one Kohen is the head Kohen who sets the base?
There should be. I mean, policy-wise, there should be. There should be, and there were some communities where only one Kohen said the bracha, period. There were communities where one Kohen said the bracha, and the other Kohanim just stood there with their fingers.
The words as well.
Yeah. Only one Kohen said everything.
So the whole bracha.
Uh-huh. And everybody just stood there. And everybody was Yotze, and all the other Kohanim were Yotze with Shomea Kohanim.
Yeah, in England, it was always there was one Kohen who set the pace. There was always like a senior Kohen.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. But also, of course, this is part of what, getting back to what we learned last week in terms of the importance. In terms of the role that the tzibor plays, is that the chazan should be heard by everybody. The chazan should be heard by everybody. People tend to whisper it. They think that they're not supposed to be heard. No, everybody should hear. Everybody should hear. Especially the Kohanim.
Quietly, because some people, I thought the Kehillah, sometimes get confused. They hear the chazanu, they think that's the bracha, not confused. But they feel like bracha.
No.
So you should make it clear.
You're prompting the Kohen, you're telling him what to do. Everybody should hear you saying it.
You who do this once every few months, or whatever, should tell the Kohanim who do it twice every Shabbat, once on the weekdays, or whatever else, what to do. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the irony is that you're following the lead.
Oh, you can't answer Amen until the Kohanim finish. Right? So until they say Shalom. I got it in an argument once, not an argument, but once this guy would consistently, on Shalom. No, he would, on Shalom, he would say Amen before the mem of Shalom. Shalom, Amen. So.
Who is that?
Somebody in the tzibur. And I mentioned him. I said, you know, or maybe it wasn't Shalom, maybe it was Yivarech Echa. Because Yivarech Echa is hard because it ends with a. So you don't know when they're finished. So he said that he heard that that it's okay to not finish because it's an open-ended thing. I don't think it's true, and yeah, anywhere that you don't have to worry about that. So you should wait.
Every bracha, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It is true. Amen chatufa. Yeah, it's called an amen chatufa if you start early. Where they have to wait for the Amen from the Tzibur. This is what I was saying before, as an extension of the first halacha at the top of the page, that they cannot turn around until Sim Shalom starts. This is another mistake that some Kohanim make. Like they turn around right away when they finish their bracha. They need to wait for the Shlich Tzibur to start Sim Shalom. And and they can't move until he finishes Sim Shalom. Now, Halacha, we actually paskin that they shouldn't move, shouldn't leave the the Duchan until after Kaddish. But this Gemara only says as far as Sim Shalom. Amar b'zeir, Amar b'chis, the ena tzibur v'shayim lanos amenad shetech l'bracha mipi ha-kore. This is talking about Kriyas HaTorah, I believe, if I remember correctly. We jumped over to there. Yeah. When a person is making the bracha in Berachas HaTorah, you should wait until he finishes. As Meir said, this is a rule for all of brachos. But now here are some more halachos of Kriyas HaTorah. Ve'ena kore v'shayim likros b'torah ad sheyich la'amen mipi ha-tzibur. Now this is irony, because very, very often the Baal Korah, the Baal Kriya simply starts after he himself says Amen.
Right.
And you'll see very often, even experienced Baalei Kriya, they do that thing, you know, where the bracha has been said, and then there's like a good 3 seconds, and then he'll go Amen, and then read, and then start reading, right? Which is wrong, because the Amen goes on. It's not the Amen is not the beginning of the Aliyah. Yeah. The Amen is the Amen for.
It's probably started because of this Salacha.
I don't
know. Be sure that the tzibur finished that.
No, you know why, where it started. You know how it started. It's because they prompt themselves with Amen.
When you practice,
you practice.
I'm saying initially, they started to practice this Amen thing is to be sure that the tzibur finished the Amen.
Well, but I think nowadays what is morphed into, at least, is that Amen is a way of getting yourself into the new Aliyah. But really, it should be Amen, and then go find the place. But you could see how inconvenient that is.
Yeah.
You say Amen, and then you go find the place, and you have to start again. That can be very difficult. So that's where it started. But
wrong about that. I was told it's because there shouldn't be a break between the Amen of the.
You should find your place.
I mean, in theory, it should be as fast as possible. But then again, you shouldn't have the opposite of the Amen Chatufa is an Amen Yatoma when the Amen is disconnected from the bracha. You know, that really, like, you see it happening all the time, where, like, the person's finished the bracha, and then he finds the place. It could take up to 10 seconds, maybe. And then all of a sudden, Amen. What is that? And you see even experienced Baalei Kriya sometimes doing
that. My Bar Mitzvah teacher used to give me big trouble if I used to do that, which I often did. I couldn't find the place.
Yeah, Bar Mitzvah teachers are...
You cannot do that. You say Amen straight after the bracha. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, don't bother doing it at all.
Otherwise, you might as well just eat treif. It's not even worth keeping Shabbos anymore.
Like, you know, for him that was the worst thing.
Okay, so this is going in the Wayback Machine. Veina Matargim Rashai Lahatchil Batargum Achi Chale Pasuk Mipi Hakora. Right? It used to be that when we read the Torah, so there would be a Matargim reading Unkelus afterwards, or reciting Unkelus afterwards. To this day, in some Taimani congregations, they still do this. They actually retained the minhag of a Matargim. I haven't seen it, but I've heard.
For every Aliyah, or for the whole?
After each Pasuk.
We should do that. That would be great for Shifta in English.
In English.
From where we read the scroll?
Not a Torah scroll. Oh, look.
Well, and when they're laying, well, every pasuk.
That's what we used to do.
What they lay, what they read from Chumash, the Unkelus.
Yeah.
I had it. My sister-in-law.
Oh, you've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Must have taken forever. Does it take forever?
Temanim
read Torah so differently.
It sounds like another language.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. At the in Gan Aliyah in Mudskin, there's a shul inside the Gan, and I think it's Temani. I don't know what it's Temani. And I was there once for Kriyas for Mincha, and I didn't know what he was reading. I couldn't understand.
Imagine
if conference says every pasuk into English. It's under an accent.
But they're very strong in the Masori.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay. Veina kore rashai lahatchil b'pasuk acher ad sheyichal ha-targum. You can't start the next pasuk until... In other words, the targum has to wait for him to finish the pasuk, and he has to wait until the targum finishes translating. You see what's going on here, meaning it's supposed to be very mesudar, it's supposed to be punctual. Mipi ha-targum. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shoban Levi. Back to Rabbi Shoban Levi. Hamaftir b'navi tzarech sheyikari b'torah tchila. When you do maftir, you have to have read in the Torah tchila. What does that mean? Right, the maftir.
We read like the last few seconds, like we have a maftir.
No, that's what you call it, the Haftarah.
The Navi, he's going to read the...
Yeah, he has to have
Haftarah, so he has to read the Maftar first.
You can't just, exactly, you can't just read from,
no,
from Navim, he has to have
no.
the Torah as well.
It's, the Maftir cannot be read, where is it?
The Navi.
Until, oh no, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Right, right, right. Supposed to be the one who gets Maftir is supposed to read Haftarah. That's what it is.
Yeah, but
at
least you have some Torah.
Right, which is why the minhag is even if you're not going to read the Haftarah, you at least say the brachos.
It's usually like that.
Yeah, right. in some.
Right,
in
it
some,
is usually.
Nowadays like that. We have like Balkorin. Balkorin.
Yeah, but a lot of people.
Yeah, and keep in mind they'd have klaf. You'd have to know it.
Right. Yeah, in
but you knew it.
In Haftarah, a lot of times they just or they read it quietly or they don't read it at all. They just make a bracha.
Haftarah?
For
that was in your show.
In Goldstein,
they didn't read the Haftarah aloud.
They didn't read the Haftarah
because everyone read it, right?
Everyone read it quietly.
Because they were getting Kiddush ready.
But they didn't read the Haftarah.
That's what it became.
Yeah, it was getting out of Kiddush. I don't know what it was.
Interesting. Okay, next one though. Another one about Maftir. Amar of Tanchum. This we can get into some trouble with this one. Amar Rabbi Tanchum. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Hamaftir Benavi. I skipped that one. Amar Rabbi Tanchum. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ein Hamaftir Rashai LaHaftir Benavi Ad Shigalel Sefer Torah. Okay, this is black on white. Black on white. The Gemara says you have to wait until he finishes doing Galila. We don't wait.
I have tried to. What's the definition?
I think you wait till the.
Wait till he starts, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Not all the silver.
I haven't gotten yelled at because I was the rabbi, but I have gotten a talking to, saying that no, this is not the minhag of the shul, or I think somebody said, or Bellu said that we should start once he.
Covered.
No, before. I think once it was closed. And I didn't. I let it go.
Is that what we do?
It's black and white in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll actually look it up right now, so I can show you. It's black and white in the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Hey. I'll read it to you. And what the Mishnah Berurah says. And the rationale behind this would not allow us to.
I think that the Kiddush Club is already downstairs.
Otherwise, they tell everyone. Can't start.
That's the whole point of this: is to drag out and give it longer.
Good one, Zion. That's where I was. Ein amafter matchil ad shigmeru the glol hasefer Torah. Today, what's the reason? The whole rationale is to allow the person doing Glila and Hagba time to get his Tanakh out so he can hear the Haftarah. If that's the reason, then it's inconceivable that you only have to wait until it's time, because the guy's still, they're not finished doing Galila.
But even if it's when he puts the parakha on or anything else,
you should still wait. Until the guy gets a Tanakh and the other guy sits down in his seat and sits down. Now,
you missed the bracha.
Everybody will cry out, you're right, that's true, you could miss the bracha, but everybody will cry out, Tircha de Tzibura. But you don't, I mean, if that was what it was about, then it would have been mentioned, then Tircha de Tzibura should take care of this.
Some people who know how to do Galila efficiently. Seriously.
Efficiently?
Some people don't have a clue, and some people who know how to do it.
They got bought
a
mouth.
Training course.
They got bought a mouth.
That's one of those things that if it's going to cause a Tircha de Tzibura,
how much Tircha de Tzibura is it? Seriously, how long can you get it? How long can you get it? 6 seconds is like McLaren changing the wheels and racing. How much longer? How much can you shave off?
So where did the person come from? So actually, the Mishnah Berurah does say, "Ayin b'prima gadim shikatzav daminag lahamtin ad etzem gemar galila tasefer levad." So the Mishnah Berurah does justify the minhag that they say in the shul that you only have to wait until it's closed. But you don't have to wait till the parochet. Achme Rashi lo mashmaken. He says, but Rashi doesn't sound like that. So in other words, it's an opinion of the Prima Gadim. It's definitely not what the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's an opinion of, in the Prima Gadim. But it's not, but our Rashi, he's quoting our Rashi, by the way. When our Rashi says, actually, because you don't want the people who are doing Glila to miss out on reading, on hearing the Haftarah.
And then the same thing would apply if you've got two Sifrei Torah on your Yom Tov, right? So you can't start laning until you finish.
100%.
Right. Yeah. So Yoshua now, wouldn't have that problem.
Meir is correct that you don't necessarily have to hear you don't have to hear the bracha. So if you could, if you knew that by the time you hear the bracha, by the time the bracha is finished, that everybody has a safer than seder. But yeah.
But what's the nature of the obligation here?
Haftarah?
Yeah, actually, for the tzibur to actually hear the haftarah.
So, so that's a great point, because maybe this is only important when we had a klaf, and we were reading the haftarah from a klaf, because then you're yotzei with the reader. Because the truth is that nowadays, everybody should be reading it by themselves as well.
Right.
You're not really yotzei with the person reading from the Tanakh. You should really be reading it by yourself. People don't, but you should really. Okay.
Shul in Jerusalem, some shuls they take in, they have a klaf for us.
Yeah, in Gross, in Wayu, in Yerushalayim, we have one. Okay, here's another one from Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ein shlich tzibur rashei lafshit et hatheva b'tzibur mipnei kavod tzibur. He's not allowed. What was this again? He's not allowed to remove. What was it? To
where are you?
This is something we don't do anymore. It has to do with putting the Sefer Torah inside. Here Rashi says they would bring the Sefer Torah from somewhere else, not from the shul, and then they would cover it.
This is undressing the Sefer Torah.
So they didn't have Aron Kodesh.
They would actually have a portable one, it sounds like.
Just bring it in.
Oh, they would take the Begadim out of the Teva in front of everybody. Okay, and this is from Tirchat Sipur, you're not supposed to do this. And wrap the Sefer Torah in the Begadim, meaning something that probably could wait until the end of Shul, when they were going to bring the Sefer Torah back to whatever house they took it from, so you don't do it in the middle of Davening, because of Tirchat Sipur.
Okay. But what are you waiting for, in that case?
What do you mean? You're waiting for it? He's taking it out. I guess it was hard to take it. No, here.
So, I mean, what's the delay as a result of it? If it's just they're just wrapping it while it's going on, there's no delay.
Yeah, it sounds like the Chazan's doing it.
Oh, they're waiting for the end of the what we do in Achzarat the Sefer.
What Chadesh Shemeni Kukedim?
I don't know what they're doing. We don't have it. Not sure what they're doing. Okay. Nobody can leave. Can't leave in the middle until they put the Sefer Torah away. So what does that mean? Until it leaves. Again, they used to take the Sefer Torah out. It depends how many doors you have to get out. Okay. I want to run through this part to get to the bottom. Am Rava Barahina Asbarali Achra Hashem Alokechem Teleichu Bizman Shakohanim Mevarchem Esa'am. Okay, so now we're back to the Kohanim. When the Kohanim are Mevarich Esa'am, Mahen Omrim. What do the people do? What do they say? So he's implying that they're saying something, right? So here we have a string of phrases. Am Rabbi Zeir Am Rav Chista Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibori Koach Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvav Mishar Savosi Ritona Baruch Hashem Mekol Masa Bechol Mekomos Mashal Tov Baruch Inav Shias Hashem. Whole bunch of psukim. If you open up a siddur, some of these psukim show up in the siddur, right? But we don't say that. We don't say that. So hold on. So you jump ahead. You Baruch Hashem Etzion. If you look, do you have a vav? For the last pasuk over there? Or no?
Six.
After Yivarechecha? You have six. Okay, good. So after that, you jump down. Amar Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pati. Mitoch shehitcha beberichos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Misayim beberichos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's just explaining the psukim. Beminchasa de Tanisa. It's saying, at mincha of a Tanis, my Amri. There are different psukim. If it happens to be mincha of a Tanis, right? We to this day, by the way, do berichos kohanim. At mincha of a tanis, but only if the mincha is later in the day. Not if it's at mincha gedola, only if it's mincha ketana later in the day. Maya Amar Amar Racha Bar Yaakov Im Avoneinu Anuva Hashem Asay Laman Shemecha Mikve Yisrael Moshiyo Beitza Lamat Yaki Gabaret. Whole bunch of psukim. If you go to the sheet that I gave you, so there's a continuation of the Gemara. V'ne'ila d'yoma d'kipuri mai amar, amar marzutra v'amri l'masnisa, hinei kikeni v'arech g'var gever yare Hashem v'arech Hashem etzion, urei b'tov Yerushalayim klei mecheyecha. I'm just trying to get to the end of this. Urei banim l'vanecha shalom
ha'yisra. We do v'chos kanim in ne'ila no mincha.
We do it ne'ila on Yom Kippurim if we do it early enough.
Or it's just not early enough.
13 minutes window. Heichan Omran, where do you say it? When do you say these things? Rav Yosef Amar, bein kol bracha u'bracha. You say it in between the brachos. Rav Sheshes Amar, b'hazkarat Hashem. They say it when Hashem's name is mentioned. Pligi ba Rav Meri v'Rav Zvi, d'chad amar p'suka l'kaba p'suka, d'chad amar p'suka, d'chad amar p'suka. Akol p'suka, sorry. Yeah. Each one, okay, but either way, here's how it ends. Amar lu l'chulo, amar b'chia b'rava, kol amar b'gvulin einu ela toa. Anyone who says these p'sukim outside of the Beis HaMikdash is making a mistake. Amar b'chinin b'rapapa, teide de b'mikdash nami lo mibay l'mimrinu. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa says you can throw out the whole Gemara that we just read. You shouldn't be saying it even in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Klum yesh lecha evet shemavarchin aso ve'inu ma'azin. Evet is getting a bracha from the king, and he's talking. Right. You go to the king, and he's going to give you a whole speech. He's going to knight you, right? And you're just chatting away. Even you talking to him, be quiet. Just stay silent. Don't mumble things under your breath while you're getting a bracha. Just sit and listen and hear. And hear the bracha. Okay, so we'll stop there. Okay, let's go back over some stuff. So that's the Gemara, a bunch of halachos of Brechas Panim. So let's go back to the first thing that we saw that was interesting. Was remember Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua? You guys all asked the same question. It's hard Gemara to understand. He names three things that he did that gave him long life. And actually, the truth is, all three of them are hard to understand. First one he says is I never used the shul as a shortcut. That's also halacha. You're not allowed to use the shul as a shortcut.
Where else does that?
In Megillah, I think. You're not allowed to use the shul as a shortcut. So what could he mean? So some say maybe he means there are ways of using the shul as a shortcut. You know, you could sit down and say psukim.
Yeah.
Right? You can use it for as a shortcut if you're doing it for a mitzvah. And maybe he was just saying, I never used any of these leniencies. I would just go around. I never went through the shul like that. Okay, fine. But what about the bracha on Berachas Kohanim? There's a bracha in Berachas Kohanim. What does he mean? He never did Berachas Kohanim without saying the bracha. What could that possibly mean?
There must be a halacha that it was okay to say that.
So at least four different ways of dealing with this. You look at the sheet.
But it's different than saying, for example, I never ate a grape without a bracha. It's different than that.
Why do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't know. Maybe you could.
Because you eat so many grapes.
Because you could forget it. You could forget it once when you pick it up, or. But I don't know. Or it's not like you don't even get to eat the grape if you don't say the bracha with it. You can still do it. It just you haven't said the bracha. You missed the bracha. Uh-huh. With duchening, you're up there with all the people. I mean, how do you not say a bracha when you're up there? You can stand there silent. Everyone says. It's a bit.
So.
How the circumstance doesn't mean.
So the first way out of this is going to be the cheapest way out of it, which is to understand the Gemara talking about something else. Look at the base of the Meiri. This is a Meiri not on our daf, it's in Megillah. And it's interesting because it differs from the Meiri on our daf. So the Meiri in the Megillah says... What?
Is that it?
What? What's the reference to Gilil HaShas?
No.
I don't have a Gilil HaShas over here. Where do you have a Gilil HaShas?
I think it came from...
Okay, but what does that have to do with this?
No,
we're on Amud Aleph anyways. So the Miri says in Megillah, V'yeshem Rafar Shimba, Sha'ava bi shenas as kapa of pam achas, kol shahala mizdamen lo lisa pam acheres, abo so ayom, hayachozer mevarich. In other words, one opinion is, you know, we know, we learned last time, that a Kohen is allowed to do Berachas Kohanim more than once. He can go to Shachris here. I mean, in the same shul, he can do in the same daven, he can do it more than once. He does a Shachris, he does a Musaf. But he can also go to Lechu, and then he can go to Happy Clappy if he wants to afterwards, and he can do Berachas Kohanim at every single shul that he goes to. He's allowed to. The question is, does he have to make a bracha each time? So Miri suggests maybe he doesn't have to make a bracha each time, but Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel was machmir that he wants to say it each time. So he would say, Asher kedushanu b'kedushas v'shalom v'tzivanu l'rech zem v'yisrael b'ahava. And he said it every time. But then maybe throw this away. He says, no, I don't think so. Vein zenire. The my Rabu say, Vaday kein hu adin l'rech kol tzmachinu says kapav, kamosh asher b'yarnu. No, I think he does have to say the bracha every single time. So it's not, again, not amidas chasidus. Ela, nirish yamur al mashamru b'shas aliyaso omer yihi ratzon. The bracha we're talking about is not asher kedishanu. It's the hiratzon and the ribono shel olam. Shedhei bracha zu ketikna v'chad ma'adra apay omer ribono olamim. Asinu mashagdarat aleinu. V'ayim mashabech et atzmo. He was praising himself. Shayim mosif ba bracha aruka ad shemer mitoch dvarav chiba yiser v'ava azalam. And the reason why it was so special that he did that, it's not stam that he did it. I did another mitzvah. He's saying, I did it to create a love for the people, which is the essence of birchas kohanim. The halacha is that, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that based on the Zohar, that if one of the Kohanim is upset with the tzibur, then he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to duchen. He has to abolish the hatred that he has from his heart before he can go up there. He has to really love the people in order to do berachas Kohanim. So, what did the Miri do? The Miri said the bracha over here is not the bracha. Now, look at the Gemara, though. Look at the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Gemara says. Exactly, right afterwards, right? Lo nasati kapi b'lo bracha. May mevarich. And then the first thing is a shekhar d'shan. Now, it's not a killer question, because it could, the Gemara just wants to know what the bracha is. Meaning, if you put a period in there with a nice bar, then it's a new issue. But surely, the simplest reading has to assume that he's talking about the regular bracha, because that's the first thing that gets mentioned afterwards. So it's interesting that the Meiri on our daf, in the next source on the sheet, he says, "Umavarchin kolachin mehem barachat Hashem, shekidshana b'gdishas shel Aaron, ve'aval pishen a bracha ma'akev mikol makom hidur mitzvahi." So kind of like what Matthew was saying, that yeah, this bracha is just a hidur mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. Now, no bracha is ma'akev. No bracha is a mitzvah is ma'akev. Brachos on grapes are ma'akev. You can't have a grape unless you make a bracha. But you can still do a mitzvah, or at least your mitzvah is still fulfillment, even if you don't make a bracha on your lulav. Okay? You pick up a lulav and you shake it with the intention to be yotzei the mitzvah. The fact that you didn't make a bracha is irrelevant. You should make a bracha, but it doesn't affect the actual mitzvah. So it's not just that it's not ma'akev, but he seems to be saying something more, that it's a hidr mitzvah to say the bracha. If you look, the Karen Ora says similarly, "Mashma ksat de mitzvah zu lo dami lachol mitzvah se'inyan bracha lefaneh mishon de mitzvah zu atzma brachahi." So the Karen Ora suggests a reason why you shouldn't have to make a bracha on Berachas Kohanim, which is that it is a bracha. It is a bracha. So why should you have to make a bracha on it? Right? We don't usually make a bracha on a bracha.
Are there other examples of when we make a bracha?
I don't know. Are there?
What do we do which is like a bracha?
Closest really is Sfiras Omer, which is also a recitation. And you do make a bracha on that. But then you have examples of recitations that we don't make a bracha on, right? So this is one position. The Karen Ora basically just says, because it itself is a bracha, so there's no bracha. Even, I mean, it's astonishing because, well, he's saying that the mitzvah itself is considered a bracha in the same sense that a birchas a mitzvah is a bracha. That's what I find difficult about this. In other words, it feels like we're using bracha very loosely here. I agree that Berachas Kohanim is a bracha, but it's not the same kind of bracha as a Berachas HaMitzvah. First of all, Berachas Kohanim, who are you blessing?
People.
The people, right? Berachas Kohanim, the bracha of Asher Kedushanu, it's your whatever a bracha does when you say it, right? It's klapei Yekadosh Baruch Hu in some way. So the idea that you shouldn't be able to make a bracha just because it is a bracha sounds strange. If it was, let's say, for instance, Shmona Esrei, right? The fact that I want to make a bracha before saying Shmona Esrei, like Asher Kedushanu B'Tzosav, which wouldn't be true, but let's say you wouldn't do that. I could understand, because you're about to Mevarech Hashem. But here you're not Mevarech Hashem, you're Mevarech the people. That's the mitzvah.
But the Kohanim are commanded by Hashem to bless the people.
Yes.
So they're making the bracha on their commands, right?
Correct.
So it's not the same as the blessing that they're instructed to bless the people. They bless
yes.
the people.
That's what I'm
their
saying.
Their commandment to bless the people is from Hashem.
Yes.
And therefore they shouldn't say that.
Yes. So the Karador is saying that you don't make a bracha for a mitzvah which is itself a bracha. And I'm suggesting, and I think you agree with me, that the word bracha there is not the same. It's what I like to say, it's polysemous. It means similar things, but they aren't the same. I like to describe what polysemy is. The window is polysemy. You know synonyms?
Right.
There's synonyms and antonyms, so there's polynyms. When I say I'm going to break the window, what do I mean?
One of the
windows. It means I'm going to break the glass.
That's right.
Right? But if I say, all right, let's go through the window, what do I mean? I mean, let's open the window, and then we'll go, let's move the glass out of the way, and we'll go through the opening that we call a window. Now, both windows are similar, but they're different. They're not the same.
Right?
Right? So, bracha, they're both brachot, but they're not the same kind of bracha. So it's hard for me to understand what the Kanara is saying.
Right.
In terms of logic.
This seems to go against the Gemara.
Right.
He's almost saying, you really don't need a bracha because it's a bracha anyway. So what's the great extra mile in the fact that he made a bracha? And he's saying it's such a wonderful thing he made this bracha. And I was saying, didn't need it, so what's...
It's a hider, it's a hider.
But the Kenor seems to be saying the opposite. There's no advantage in making a bracha on it.
Right.
Because it's a bracha.
It's also interesting, the whole idea that he can be making a bracha when he doesn't need to. We have that anywhere else? Where you just... Optional bracha?
Optional bracha.
Using Shem Hashem just optionally. I mean, you have women making brachot, but that at least that's a bracha that exists and that men say. Yes. Okay, here's another position. The Baal Mor. The Baal Mor, this is from the Sefer Hamek Shela. I'll tell you a funny story. There's a Sefer called Hamek Shela, which is on the She'iltos of Achai Gaon, which is a Sefer that nobody learns. But the Netziv wrote a few Sfarim, and he decided he was going to write a perush on the She'iltos of Rav Achai Gaon. So the story that I always heard was he wrote it on that Sefer because he said, look, I could write a perush on the Sefer HaChinuch, I could write a perush on the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam, but 100 people already did that. He says, I'm going to write a perush, the She'iltos of Rav Achai Gaon, it goes according to the Seder of the Parashios, and it's drashos, like almost like a Sefer HaMitzvos according to the Parasha. He says, I'm going to write the perush on the She'iltos to Rav Achai Gaon. When people get the She'iltos, they're going to get it with my perush. Nobody else has a perush. So it's something new, something unique. Now, the joke is that nobody really learns it anyways, but it does have some really good stuff in it. So actually, to the degree that we don't have a copy in the shul, and HebrewBooks.org was down on Friday. It was actually down, the whole website. So I thought that it had it. Turns out it doesn't anyways. But I WhatsApped Russell Levy, because I know that he has a set, because I saw it in his house. And and I asked him, can you come to shul and bring the Hamek Sheila on, I need it on Bemidbar, because I thought it was in Parshas Nasa. So he said, okay. He came by in the morning. I was at early minion, and he came to the late minion, and he dropped off with Ben David. And Ben David comes to me later. He says, there's a Hamek Davar on the seat. I said, why is there a Hamek Davar? He says, Russell Levy dropped it off. I was like, oh. He just assumed that I was asking for the Hamek Davar, which is, you know, the famous Sefer that the Netziv wrote. But that's not what I wanted. So I went to his house after shul and I picked it up. So this is from the Hamek Shalos. He's going to explain a Baal Mor. The Baal Mor, remember what he says, the Baal Mor is trying to explain this. He says, Hakavana. The context is in the Gemara in Megillah, actually. This parallel Gemara in Megillah. It says, Dekevan deyesh brachot shel tfila shuv lo nitkan brachat asher kedeshanu kemo shelo tiknu asher kedeshanu al kriyat shma. He says, you'll notice that we don't make a bracha of Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Likro Kriyat Shema. You'll notice.
But
that's a mitzvah.
Yeah, but we have the brachas.
Oh. So, he says, Mishum Sheesh Tafanav Birchat Avarabah. Because there's already, now notice, in Avarabah it never says Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav, right? It doesn't say that. It's Birchas Kriyat Shema, but it's not Birchas HaMitzvah. It doesn't look like it. Also, we don't say al berkat hamazon because you have it itself is actually that one. I don't really understand what he means by that. Should say avaraba. This is a chiddush that the Baal Mor says that, and it's in the Seder of Amram as well. That if you did it without the Berachos Kriyashma, and you want to say Kriyashma later, you have to say Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu the Korach Krishma, I guess? We don't. But there is a shita that says that you say a Berachas HaMitzvah on Shema when it's outside of the Berachos.
Even when we say Krishma HaMitzvah and I'm uphill.
No, because that's not going to... Well, if it is your mitzvah, if it's the first time you're saying it at night, then yes. But if... Part of Marv, yeah, good point. So he says, Kol Zelfi HaBaal HaMa'or. That's what the Baal HaMa'or says about some of this. So he says, the Netziv, Lefizah, I think, Hu Hadin Berachas Hodaya HaTov Shimcha Poter Asher Gedishaner Shel Berachas Kohanim. You know why you don't have to say Berachas Kohanim? Because you've got other brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazan just said a different bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei. You all listen to him. So that's why you don't have to say Berachas. You have to say a bracha of Asher Gedishaner Shel Berachas Kohanim. It's akin to Ahava Rabba on Shema.
Which bracha though? Doesn't it matter?
The last one that you said, the last one that you said, of Atov Shimcha L'Echad Adot. Yes. So then...
Does that relate to the
Indian? Because
we can bracha.
So then why does... So then the question... So then he's saying, you don't have to. So then why did Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua say it? Why did he say it? So he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Tikein bracha zu. He says he was metakin, and we should. Mishum d'halachik Rabbi Gamliel, d'bakol ha'shana asur latet b'tfilat ha'shatz. There's a machlokas at the end of the Gemara Megillah, that's the last machlokas in the Gemara Megillah, about whether or not you can be yotze with a chazarat hashatz for your Shmona Esrei, the whole year long. You definitely can be yotze for Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, but during the rest of the year, the machlokas of Gamliel says you can't be yotze. If you can't be yotze, then that means that for the Kohanim at least, that's not their bracha. That's not their bracha. So on a regular weekday, they can't consider that their bracha. They now have to say a new bracha. They have to say it. V'imken ha-kohanim kreit palalu v'in bracha todaya shel shatz poter birachas asher gedishanu shelayim. So that's how he explains the Baal HaMa'or. That's how he explains Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua according to the Baal HaMa'or. Now the Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMa'or wholesale, but it is an interesting explanation for our Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Finally, we get to Moshe Feinstein himself dealt with this question. Everybody has to make the bracha. Come on, kol ha-mitzvos. U'mashe b'rish marsha b'magila, the marsha himself gave an explanation saying, "Zah mitzvah ela l'tovas shal Yisrael shetachol bracha tzakadosh baruch al Yisrael k'mo shenemar b'ani barchem." What does that have to do with anything? In other words, the fact that it's kind of like a bracha for B'nai Yisrael, so therefore you don't have to make a bracha on it. In other words, it's not a mitzvah, it's just that Hashem wants you to make the bracha. He says, "Lumavan klal." Everything Hashem asks you to do is a mitzvah. Even if you're involving Hashem in it, it's still a mitzvah. So Rashi says, what's going on? So Moshe Feinstein says it's an umdina. There's a specific. It was an ukimta. Sorry, that was the word I was looking for. There's an ukimta. What in what context did Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua do this when he was chazan? Because the minhag was that a chazan did not do birchas kohanim and didn't say the bracha at least when he was the chazan, because then he'll get confused and he'll mess up. And he'll mess up the Shmona Esrei. So he was sure. Dahiu kohani achrini shaloi mevarchin mitam hefsek. He says, also because of Hefsik, v'hu bireich mitam shekevan shehu makom asiyas ha-metzah, enu Hefsik. He says, first of all, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua enacted that it's not a Hefsik. There's a Havamina that's a Hefsik for the chasen to say the bracha. He says, first of all, it's not a Hefsik. Kam la bracha shechivu al asiyas ha-metzah. Okay, man shalacha kamoso, nitbarich, barich ot yamim mitzad hosaf at brachot. And he says, from that point on, all the Kohanim started to do it even as chazan.
Because he lived a long life.
Yes. Says he instituted, he invented that the fact that the chazanim will say the bracha. Says in other cases where it's not a makom mitzvah, in other words, if a kohen is up there, right, he shouldn't be mafsik for that.
Except we pass it to a shut, right?
What is? So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass it? The Ramah says, only the Ramah says that the Shlich Tzibur says Yivarechecha for them. I think Sfardim, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I think Sfardim, the Chazan doesn't say Yivarechecha. The Kohanim just start with Yivarechecha, and then the Chazan picks up after that. V'charkach makor osam shlich sir mila mila v'him onim acharav al kol mila ad sheyisayimu pasuk rishon v'az onim atzibur amen v'chein achar pasuk beis v'chein achar pasuk gimel. Okay, the Gra in terms of how we pass, and the Gra says matchilin says based on our Gemara lamed tesamet beis v'ein akohanim mipi hakore. Ritzon alam yivarcha ad sheyisayim hakore kohanim shein abracha meker dina. So basically, he just mentions that the bracha itself is not meikar hadin, and therefore, what was his point over here? I forget. In a corner.
Can we just go back 1 second to the point of the bracha? So the bracha, that means that the bracha the kohanim make, it came later. So we didn't know kohanim in the base term base of Meidosh, they never made a bracha on Brachas kohanim, right?
So it depends on which position you take. The Rav Moshe definitely would say that the bracha always existed.
Right.
It was just that if the kohen was a chazan, he didn't say it.
Right.
The Meiri. Sounds. I don't know. We don't know when it started, but it sounds like it existed. Just didn't always say it. I don't know how you decided if you were going to say it or not. I don't know. And according,
you didn't magic this out. Rav Chista didn't.
Rav Elazar ben Shemua.
Yeah, decide. Rav Elazar ben Shemua didn't just decide one day. With.
I don't think so, but. It's hard to tell. I'm trying to figure out why they brought the Gra in over here, except to show you that it was Midas Chasidus. Yeah, so he takes the Midas Chasidus. I think that was my point. It was just that he takes the Midas Chasidus approach. Meir, you were bringing up that our Chazanim usually do. Wait, do they say the Bracha? That's what you're wondering about? They do.
I think it's a Mishnah.
They do say the bracha.
Some don't. Some just
Menachem does. No, that's in terms of whether Chazan does Brachas Kohanim at all.
Right, so if you don't do it at all, then right. You don't say the bracha.
So the Pashtus is... Pashtus is that nowadays they do, because there's no concern of them being confused, because we have Sidurim. That's definitely what we do by us. I know that in other shuls they don't do that. Some shuls they don't do that. By us also, I think typically if we talked about this last time, if the chazan is in the middle of the shul, then he doesn't do it.
He's also not doing the hands, right? It's not, maybe he's saying quietly. I mean, if the chazan is a kohen,
so he either does it, he does everything.
Only if he's in front.
Right, if he's in front. If he's not, then he just stays quiet and he goes down like this, and somebody else is makri. He doesn't even do the prompting.
It's the same guy that yells the Kohanim that makri?
Yeah. In that case, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the 615 Minyan, when sometimes it's just Menachem, and he's the only, and he's the Kohen, so I'm makri to him everything.
Right.
Yeah. So that was that sugya. There's another sugya I wanted to touch on. What's this? Machlokas Rambam Rashi. Where was Rashi? Ah, right. Who's the one who recites the... Right, this is the whole thing. Who's the one who recites the... Who's makri to him? Is it the chazan or is it somebody else? So the Rambam says, Im haya kohen mevarech echad matchil levarech me'atzmo. If there's only one kohen, so then he just starts. Right? There's no makri.
Yeah.
In other words, no kohanim, you don't do that. Ushlich tzibor makro so mila b'mila k'mo she'amarnu, and you give him each word. Hayushnayim yoter enan matchin levarich ad shikar lehem shlich tzibor v'omer lam kohanim. But if there was more than one kohen, then you have to call out Kohanim. V'hein onim ach v'omrim yivarechecha. V'hu makre osan mila mila ala seder sha'amarnu.
So why do we do that?
So now, but look at what the Rambam says. Who calls out to them? Who calls Kohanim? The Shlich Zibor. Shlich Zibor stops in the middle of his Shmona Esra and he goes, Kohanim! That's what the Rambam says to do. Where did he get that from? Well, I mean, it says the Chazan does it. It says the Chazan does it. In the Gemara it says the Chazan does it. So Tosos and Brachos quotes Rabbi Natan as differing. It says, Lo yamein achar kohanim b'nei ateruv. Says that the Chazan shouldn't answer Amen, but this is a Yisrael Chazan. So should the Yisrael Chazan say Amen to the brachas of the Kohanim? This has to do with also with the Siddur. They used to not, because they get confused. But nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Chazan should answer Amen, because he's reading from the Siddur anyway, so it's not going to be too hard for him.
At the end of each.
Yes. So, he says, the Tosas, though, wonders, Tema, Tebegle de mafsek tfile mona Amen. What do you mean, it just because of Teruf? He can't answer Amen. He's the Chazan. He's in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz. He can't just start saying Amen to things. So Yesh Lomar Me'achar Shelo Amar Hay Taim Mashma Min Adani As Amen Lo Chashiv Le'Avsaka Me'achar Shetzorach Tfilu. Apparently, saying Amen to Birchas Kohanim is not a hefsek. That's what it seems to be. Avalikos Kohanim Leduchan Amar Rabbeinu Tam She'ein Shteich Tzeir Yachal Koram. But Rabbeinu Tam says that doesn't go as far as actually calling out Kohanim. He says the Shleich Tzeir should not be calling out Kohanim. The Chashiv Havsaka Letfila Im Koram Ela Echad Mibnei HaKahal Koram. One of the other people, Don, will call them. V'had Amrina Besota, or David, nowadays. V'had Amrina Besota Perak Elon Elmarim L'shnayim Korek Kohanim Lav Ashaliach Tziburkoi Ela Chazen. It says, in our Gemara, not our Gemara, the Lamed Chet, the previous staff, it says that the Chazen calls out Kohanim. K'detani B'sifri. But he says, that's the Chazen who's not the same thing as a Shleich Tzibor. K'detani B'sifri. Emor lehem melamid she'achazen omer lehem imru. The Chazen lav hainu Shleich Tzibor. The Chazen hainu amit asek b'tzorchei Tzibor. Chazen's the Gabbai. The Chazen is the person who's involved in Tzorchei Tzibor. He's not the same person as Shleich Tzibor. Actually, the Chazan is used in other ways sometimes, by the way. The Chazan is sometimes just a person who teaches children how to read the Torah. Chazan is a catch-all word in Chas.
I haven't heard a Chazan saying Amen. Have you heard
Chazan? I say Amen. When I'm Chazan, I say it quietly.
Even to the Bochum?
Yes. I say it quietly. And I tell other people, I think I did an espresso on it once. I think. Well, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. What do we do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Om di meduchan pneim klape heichal v'achorim klape ha'am v'etzbotem kfufim l'toch klapehem." Or they start to stand facing the tzibor with their hands out. An sheshlich tzibor m'sayim modim v'az hem im hem shneim kore lehem hashliach tzibor. Shulchan Aruch says, "Kohanim," and the Ramah says, "V'lo yomer elokeinu lokevatenu." Okay, obviously. Some say that he says it quietly. We don't do that. We also don't do that. So the Shulchan Aruch says flat out that it's the Shliach Tzibor who does it. And the Ramah doesn't disagree. So what the heck? We don't do this. I've never been in a shul.
In Chutz-Laretz we do that.
In Chutz-Laretz we do that? What do you mean?
In England we do it.
I don't even remember. Really? I don't even remember. For reals?
Yep. Until I came to Israel, and maybe I never noticed.
Maybe I never noticed.
Yeah, they sing. It's part of the chant. It's the first bit of the chant.
The Chazan.
He said it in the same tunes, like you said it for Amo.
Right.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Kohanim.
Kohanim. They the same tunation. I mean, it does the same.
That's the Shlech Tzibor. Interesting. So that accords with what I read. Because if you turn the page over, though, take a look at the Gra. Right? We're getting a few Gras today. So the Gra says, this is his Bira Gra on Shulchan Aruch, which is not always easy to tell what it is he's saying. Rambam, the Lo Ketosas, he's passing like the Rambam, and not like the Tosas that we saw. Pass like the Rambam, that's the Shliach Tibor. Shapirish the Chazan Ha'osek B'Tzorchi Tibor. Now he's quoting Tosos. Tosos says, Shapirish the Chazan Ha'osek B'Tzorchi Tibor, who are Kore, Kumashkasa B'Sifri, Hanal, Shechazan, V'od, Umashkasa B'Sota, Mipia Kore, right? In our Gemara, it said Mipia Kore. It didn't say Mipia Shliach Tibor. V'hadr Kai, Shiatkil Shliach Tibor. In other words, it differentiated between the Kore and the Shliach Tibor. Shmamina the Kore Lab Shliach Tibor. So what would you think that the Gra thinks?
The Chazan doesn't do it.
The Chazan doesn't do it, right? That should be somebody else. And so in the... What? Shmamina the Kore lav Shliach Tzibor. Since based on our Gemara, the Kore is not the Shliach Tzibor. And in fact, in the Maisa Rav is a record by his Talmidim of his customs. Lo yomar Shliach Tzibor alokinu lo kevetenu, rak techev kshemesayim a Shliach Tzibor, so that's a pasuk, and this is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what they do in Sephardi
communities.
Yeah, I don't know what they do in Sephardi communities, but in all Ashkenazi communities in Israel, it's the kore. Why in Sephardi communities they have the chazan doing it?
I think so. Yeah, and also the same thing. The chazan doesn't say vercha, but he does say
vercha.
The chazan sometimes says elokeinu velokei avoteinu. Says the whole thing.
This is the 19th century Maserav. What is the
18th century? Yeah, the Grad died in the beginning of the 1800s, very beginning, right before. But then his talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael.
So it's the 19th
century. But beginning of the 19th century. 19th century is the 1800s. So the beginning of that.
Right.
200 years ago.
Yeah. But
yeah.
So maybe at that time it's differentiated between the Jewish communities.
I have to know.
In England.
Well, you have to know that the Gra
probably 400, 500, I don't know how many years Jews in England.
Well, you have to know that the Gra took Berachas Kohanim extremely seriously. Even at that time, the minhag was that only Sephardim did Berachas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz and Ashkenazim did not. Which is true to this day. Which is true to this day, right? The Gra insisted that we should, that even Ashkenazim should do Berachas Kohanim. He was of the opinion that they should. No. He is the opinion that they should do Berachas Kohanim.
Why was that?
Because he thought you should. He just thought you should.
He tried to introduce him as a host.
Yeah, he did. He's not the rabbi of the shul. He wasn't the rabbi of anything. He wasn't the rabbi.
That's what the day before he was about to do it, the shul burnt down.
Could be.
And he took as a signal that he shouldn't do it.
A few stories.
Therefore, he never introduced it.
There are a few stories like that, but he was of the opinion he felt that it was Ma'akev the Geula. There's a story.
That we didn't say he was.
Yeah, he felt that it was important to say.
The easy way of winning an argument, a shul argument, right? You know what? We'll try an argument again next week. Let's set the shul on fire.
Arson. Rav Rasner told the story about Moshe Sternbach, who the Eid HaRidis. Who's a descendant, direct descendant of the Gra, makes a big thing of it. When he was in South Africa many years ago, supposedly he used to pay Kohanim in Eretz Israel to have him in mind. Kohanim Yuchasim, to have him in mind during their Berachas Kohanim. What?
For that daily.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, last thing that I wanted to do. The stuff that we saw at the end in terms of reading, saying things while the Kohanim are talking. So Shulchan Aruch says, "B'shah shemavarchin ein lomar shum pasuk." Shouldn't say anything. Eli yishtaku v'yichavnu levracha. It's funny because I see old Sephardi men saying things during Berachas Kohanim specifically. Umikol makom akshav shakohanim ma'arichin harbe b'gnigunim nagu gam ken lomar pasukim. So the Rama says that the minhag had actually become that we do read piyutim during the dochanim. Achiyot etov shalol la'amram, but it's better not to. And the Mishnah Berurah says v'kach kosav achronim dechein iker kosav magen avram v'ataz to ha'omer yomer b'shasha hashlich sivu ma'akor lifnei kohanim. You should say it rather. Don't say it while the kohanim are saying their pesukim. Say it while the shlich sivu does. V'amer liyarabba magam geim gam bazen. The Rabbah says don't do that either. V'chein hinek agra shalol la'amram. The Gra said, "Don't say psukim." Mikol shekin sheyesh liizar shelo lomar psukim b'kol. At least don't say them out loud. Kmo shalos in ha'hamon, like people do. B'prat ma shechozer namilas mitevet yivarechecha. People say it after the kohanim. They say yivarechecha after the kohanim. Say yivarechecha. Ulahalan v'zeu tov shelo niskar b'shum makom minagzeh. That has no makor whatsoever. That should definitely not be.
So what was the makor? What's the makor of the Rumer and Chazaras and the Yiratzon for the dreams?
That's there's Gemara and Brachos that to say those to these things.
To say those things.
But that you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing it while the Kohanim are going whatever. Now I'm singing the wedding song. And I don't even remember the tune. When I was in Chutz La'aretz for Pesach, it was just the weirdest thing during Brachos. Well, they took it so seriously.
Sure.
It was like this event, and I'm just like, what's the big deal? But yeah, they took it so seriously.
The article has a great thing about Brachos Kohanim. It says that. But basically, the majority of Poskim say you shouldn't say anything, and it's really wrong. Mishnah Berurah says, it's really
but
bad.
But they put it in.
But
they put it in.
In their fat paragraphs, right?
Yeah.
There's a pasuk for each word, and then in between there's a Ribbono.
In terms of the Yiratzos, the Gemara says you should just say whichever one is for the dreams, you should just say that one three times. The article has the first two you do this Kabbalistic thing with angels' names. So the Gra said not to do that. He just said if you want to, you say the dream ones. I don't usually say
anything. There's no time here.
What? There's not enough time here. Unless there's one chazan who drags
then
it out.
They kind of complain about it.
All right, Shkoyach. We actually have